This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour. The hour is upon us for a discussion, as it is most it's available. You can listen around the clock to our conversations on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Take a deep breath at the beginning of every hour because you don't know what the Constitution is going to be. You feel right, you feel wrong, you feel up, you feel down. I know a lot of people, Jennifer, have made, Jennifer Horn's here, Victoria Keelan, along with me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer, a lot of people making something out of the president holding the Bible up. I don't know what that, I kind of looked at it and I thought, okay, you know, it's another.
It's more something of the same. The people who are upset about it are not supporters of the president. People like me thought it was great because here's what symbolically happened yesterday. For days, we've been watching our cities burn. We've been watching peaceful protesters get hijacked by violent doers of wrong. And so the president stood up yesterday and said, it's time to fight back. And we need to make sure we take control of our cities. We need to ask for law and order. Now, he also said in the same breath, I support the protests. I want the protests to continue. I support peaceful protesters. But what we're seeing and what's grabbed the headlines, they're not the peaceful protesters. It's the people who are out there doing wrong. And so what was symbolic is that the president left the White House.
And it's this discerning
who the good guys are and the bad guys. Right. He's
and
saying, I stand with the peaceful protest, but the people who are hijacking these are the ones that are getting all the headlines, they're getting all the attention. That's where all the energy in the room is going to the people who are out there doing wrong. And so he symbolically left the White House because the night before, the church next to the White House had burned. The nursery at St. John's Episcopal Church, which is historic. It's been there since 1812, I think.
Yeah, a lot of presidents
have gone to it. Every president has gone to Mass at that church at least once. And it's historic. And so he walked over and he looked at it and he stood in front and he held a Bible. And I think it was symbolic and I think it was great. And I think it was brave that the president left the White House. Now, a lot of people take issue with the fact that the president had the Secret Service clear that space beforehand. But they were already violating curfew. Curfew was in place at 4 o'clock in front of the White House in Washington, D.C. They should have been dispersed, and they did what the police did what they needed to do to clear that space. And so that is just
Well, that's where I disagree then. I don't think that's what they needed to do. I don't think people needed to be tear gassed. They weren't being violent. They were loitering,
but they were breaking the law.
They weren't being violent.
It was an unlawful protest.
We're giving you that. But why was it not? Were they reacting? Were they saying, we're not going to disperse? And
yes, they wouldn't
challenging
leave.
The police
and that's
with,
why. Yes, they would not leave, and that's why they were moved.
Okay. Well, see, the thing here, we've got right versus wrong, and what's right and what's wrong is where we draw the line, except the line is so hazy. I think that the president taking on some... There's the symbolism along with the authority that goes with being president or a governor or a mayor or whatever. There's a certain amount of authority that you either take or have been given to do your job. And so how you decide to do that with Trump, unfortunately, most of the news media thinks everything he does is awful and the people that don't like him think everything he's done is awful. I don't necessarily hold with using tear gas. I don't know. I wasn't there. I know a lot of the protests that have been going on around the country have been broken up. Peaceful protesters have been considered the same as those who were not peaceful.
Yes, that is happening.
And that is not right. That's not America. If you want to peacefully protest, then you need to be allowed that. If you're doing something that's violent or dismissive of the rule of law, then you need to be held accountable for it. But just to go out willy-nilly... And shoot,
right now,
some guy that I just saw, I'm trying to remember who it was, his son was hit with one of these rubber bullets. And he was just peacefully, how are the tourism together?
But let me tell you the difference though, because this actually matters. there are still rules that you must follow when you are protesting. And so each I believe most cities, most major cities that are having these incidents, they're implementing curfews. If you are out after the curfew, you need to be careful, because whether you're peaceful or you're violent, you're still breaking the law, and that we still are a country of law and order, and we still need to follow that. And so you need to listen to the guidelines. There was a police chief of New York yesterday begging people, go home at, you know, go. They didn't even have a curfew till 11 o'clock, but he said, go home so that we can see who's out here doing wrong and who's not. And
but did that message get across to everybody? That's the thing.
Yes, but they're ignoring it. That's the problem. Well, and then they're saying, well, we're here peacefully. Well, it doesn't matter if you're breaking the law or you're breaking curfew. I went home so I could stay indoors at 6 o'clock last night. We asked people to do this with quarantine. Why are we not asking people to do this with protesting?
I'll tell you something. When I look at the pictures from one of my favorite places in the world, I'm not a shopper, but there are a few places in this country that I enjoy just walking up and down, like the Third Street Promenade. And
good luck.
When I saw that yesterday, it made me cry. Cause
yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's more than ridiculous.
I think what's going to happen is, and I have friends who are just, I've been checking in with, who were in the city all night, and some of them, in New York City, a lot of buildings are mixed use, meaning like it's retail on the bottom and apartments on top. And so my best friend and her husband and their two little kids, they live in one of those mixed use spaces. The retail store below is a liquor store. So the liquor store got broken into last night, and they're only one floor above. So it was a really scary night.
Horror
Both
show.
Of them
sure.
took shifts basically being up all night. The kids were crying. It's a mess. But I do think what's going to happen in New York, and I saw part of that video that Jen was referencing with one of the police detectives, I think that you're going to start to see the protesters turn into vigilantes. And I think you're going to start seeing people saying, no, we're going to take back our neighborhood. Because everyone is, we can all agree, there are people coming from out of state, from Long Island, from Jersey, from Connecticut, from wherever.
Yeah, and
people
paid
are
by
driving
whomever.
Into the city.
Yeah,
and we know that they're not from there because, number one, the license plates, and number two, New Yorkers aren't driving anywhere. The streets are empty. You can look at any – now they're filled with people, but you can look at any image of Manhattan. It's a ghost town. So all these people have driven in, and the Macy's and Herald Square, where the Thanksgiving Day parade ends, that was broken into last night. The looting is insane, and it has to stop. And I don't think that it's going to stop until you're going to see some citizens working side by side with the police. And in New York, that can happen. There are videos that are going viral now of police talking with protesters, and it's nonviolent, and it's a constructive conversation. Black, white, doesn't matter your skin tone, New Yorkers will pull together. I hope in L.A. something similar happens. I know L.A. is much more spread out, and it's probably more difficult.
And when people go out and shut down the 405... they just to what? No, it doesn't produce a damn thing.
And see, that's what has me so frustrated, is that this is the stuff that's not productive. So if there's a curfew in place and the good protesters go home, and then you can actually round up some of these bad ones, then maybe we can actually have more productive protests in the future. And yesterday I was watching all local news coverage, and there are people now, because the police were not acting for days, and the National Guard was not acting for days, they were just sort of standing watching all of this. You had people in front of their businesses holding shotguns. It was so scary. I watched yesterday in Van Nuys, which is very close to my home. There were people who were lined up on the street with guns protecting their stores. And these looters pulled up, despite the guns, three cars, because that's how they're running around. They're pulling up three cars deep, getting out, taking 3 minutes to loot, get back in the car, and they take off. There's like a system that someone has taught these people to use that gets them away. And so they pull up, despite the guns, in front of the place. They start trying to loot. The news reporter who's out there brings the police over. The police see all these people with guns. They start handcuffing the good guys. And then the news reporter finally yells, go after them, because the police don't know. They just see people standing there with shotguns. What are,
right.
You know, I mean, there's so much chaos. There's so much confusion.
It is, and that's what brings us down. That's the kind of stuff. This is what the Chinese communists want to have happen. They want us to destroy ourselves from within. We have this. It would not shock me. I haven't talked to my son. Very unusual for me not to have talked to my son for a couple of days, but I haven't, because I know he's been very involved in these things, and it wouldn't surprise me to see him get arrested. It wouldn't, because I know where he is, I know what he's doing, and I know what he's thinking. There is that kind of stuff that you see going on Blah Blasio's daughter got arrested, didn't she, yesterday?
Yes, she was protesting. She didn't do anything violent. She was just a peaceful protester.
My son won't do anything violent either, but he'll be out there protesting and get in the way of somebody where they're all mixed together here.
Well, that's the problem, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, the whole thing is just out of control. It is.
There's a story of a whole group of people. A couple celebrities were in the mix, too, in Santa Monica. It was a peaceful protest. The cops approached them, said, all right, you know, that's fine, but now you have to leave. The majority of the group turned to leave, but there was another layer of riot police who just started arresting people right away. So there are a couple celebrities who are in the clinker now talking about the fact that they were totally nonviolent and they were arrested for nothing. They were trying to leave the situation. So it's very confusing and it seems just very chaotic and it's a mess. It really is. It's a mess. There's no simple answer.
Yep. No, there isn't. There's no simple answer. And it just is as frustrating as all get out. So what do we do about it? The president has been on the phone, hasn't he, with governors? Is it about how individuals are handling it? I know yesterday Governor, what's his face here in Massachusetts, Baker, took a shot at Trump, because, not poor choice of words, but he criticized him. Baker's a Republican. He just said that, he said a lot of things, he said he didn't hold with the response, the National Guard, the violence that goes. And this is the day after a couple of cop cars were burned and the looting that took place in downtown Boston. Ridiculous. It's absurdity to see this stuff.
I wouldn't be surprised if people are in caravans going from city to city, making their way up the coast. They're leaving New York. They bust in. They steal stuff from Chanel and then they head up to Boston. I would not be surprised at all if it would be maybe prudent to be blocking people from going into the tunnels into New York right now. You know,
so
unless
none
you're
of
an
this
essential
stuff,
worker.
So what started all this was George Floyd. How does any or all of this, most of it, help the legacy of George Floyd?
It ruins it, actually, because no one talks about him. Instead, they talk about
He's
people with the new Chanel bag.
Irrelevant to the conversation. All right, 18 after the hour. Here's something that's never irrelevant, what you're doing to keep yourself healthy. There's a lot of emotion right now and bothers people. They go to bed at night and they toss and turn and stew about what's going on. May I suggest that you have a better chance of getting a good night's rest if you surround yourself with all the great products from MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener special page. You can see all the things there that are on sale. Buy one, you get another one free. That's the BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free. Pretty cool. Sheets, towels, pillows, you name it. Duvet covers, neck pillows, bolster pillows. It's breathtaking. I get all excited about this. I should calm down. I'm all excited about all kinds of things here. Let's go to MyPillow.com. Take advantage of the radio listener specials, the BOGOs that are there. Use the DJV code when you check out. All right, that's the DJV code. Buy one, get one free. Sheets, duvets, much more. Financing over $200. MyPillow. Use the promo code DJV when you check out.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mom.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Changing day to day. Tell me, where do the children play?
I think that voice is so unique. Most people who have been around for maybe 40, 50 years recognize the voice of Cat Stevens when they hear any of his popular songs. And as this year marks the 50th anniversary of his landmark album called Tea for the Tillerman, which features songs like Wild World, Father and Son, Where Do the Children Play, and other classics. He's going to update them, apparently. He's changed his name. Yusuf, I don't know what his last name was under the circumstances.
Yeah, I think he just goes by Yusuf.
Islam. Well, yeah. He just changed it, but recently when he changed his name to Yusuf Islam, a lot of people just toss his records out because they don't like, you know,
it's understand.
Exactly. Yeah, kind of a lot of the ignorance that we have around now. And I don't mind calling it that because that's really what a lot of this stuff is. Anyway, he has re-recorded the entire album with the person who originally produced the album, Paul Samuel Smith, and also original guitarist Alan Davies. He's called it Tea for the Tillerman 2. Comes out this September. You can hear a new version of Where Do the Children Play right here, right now. I want to crank this up a little. Always out. It's always when I go to these things. We're always in a riff. So, the new renditions of the 11 Tea for the Children tracks are not note-for-note recreations, but he said that he worked hard to maintain the same spirit of the original songs. He said, quote, "This album is very important because it's celebrating so many people. It's their soundtrack. People's memories are so intertwined with the notes of this album, the music of this album. I hope a lot of people will love
true,
to
right?
grow
these
with
are,
the new album." I think songs, yeah.
There are some pretty enduring songs on this album.
Right, yeah. He's been quarantining. He lives in Dubai. Says his touring plans have not been decided yet. But he had to get out of the public limelight because of all the people reacting to him. I remember a disc jockey in Los Angeles. Well, he became a talk show. His name is Tom Likas. When he changed his name, Likas had a big rally and brought in a steamroller and had people bring their Cat Stevens albums to a parking lot in a mall. And he ran over them with With a steamroller. You know, that was a typical Lycus thing, but it was a lot, as I said, a lot of ignorance attached to it.
Yeah,
that was at a time, that was at a time when Muslims, it was right after September 11th. All right, so now, next up here musically, the all-female 60s band Ace of Cups has released Made for Love. Timely new song about remaining connected during all the stuff we're going through right now. Features Bob Weir, Jackson Brown, David Freeberg of Jefferson Airplane, and the track centers on the mantra, "We were made for love," against spoken word verses. Remember what we came here for. It's not hate. It's not a war. Denise Kaufman sings that. Let's see what this sounds like.
Need a feeling, occupy and magnify the love and feel. Can't name it, tame it, contain or explain it, but raise up the flame for it, because we were made for love.
We felt that the coronavirus, with that going on, we wanted to put something out that expressed how we felt, said Ms. Kaufman. We wanted to dig down into the place that we ultimately all know we're connected to. We're all here together and we're made for love. Made for Love is the second half of a two-part medley, which will be featured on the band's upcoming album, Sing Your Dreams, which comes out in August. The date that we chose is the 100th year anniversary of when women were given the right to vote. Ah, an interesting reality, isn't it, to tie
that. Did you know this group, Ace of Cups?
Yeah, vaguely. Not a lot about them. But, yeah,
I don't
you?
Know a lot about them, but I kind of dug in, and it's interesting as an all-female
60s.
Group. There's a new interview in Rolling Stone that's kind of interesting, and they talk about how, like, Jimi Hendrix and Jefferson Airplane and the Grateful Dead, they kind of helped them get their start because there were no all-female rock bands.
No, not at all, yeah, at that time. They were the opening act for Jimi Hendrix and Jefferson Airplane, as a matter of fact. Came out of the Haight-Ashbury district in San Francisco. So, anyway, that's an a lot of great, interesting music coming out to go with the times, Victoria, which is something that music is really good at, being focused on what's going on in the moment. 28 past the hour.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many U.S. cities again seeing protests and demonstrations overnight after the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers a week before, but most of them stayed relatively peaceful. A protest did happen outside the Minnesota governor's mansion. It's something that Tim Walz, the governor, said he understood, but he rebuked criticism from President Trump on policing such demonstrations.
We're in pain. We're crying. We saw a man lose his life. This is about social trust, social compacts, and reestablishing faith in the people who are there to serve them.
Governor Walz commenting shortly after President Trump held a news briefing in the Rose Garden last evening where he issued a stern warning to protesters. He said he would send active military forces to states where governors fail to address the violence themselves. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons is putting every facility across the nation on lockdown amid the protests over the death of George Floyd. It took effect last night. Officials say it's out of an abundance of caution. The Bureau operates 122 such facilities across the nation with over 165,000 inmates in federal custody. Yesterday, the first day of hurricane season in the Atlantic, the third named storm now beginning to brew as Tropical Depression 3, as it's known so far, is expected to become Tropical Storm Cristobal sometime today. The naming will become official once the depression has sustained winds of 39 miles an hour or greater. TD3 is in the Bay of Campeche, which is in the far southern portion of the Gulf of Mexico, about 50 miles southwest of Mexico. United Health Group is donating a total of $10 million to assist with Minnesota neighborhoods affected by the George Floyd rioting. It's also covering the college tuition of Floyd's children. Of the $10 million, $5 million will be used to help rebuild businesses during the unrest, and another $5 million will go to the YMCA Equity Innovation Center of Excellence. The group is also donating about 25,000 of its employees' time to help with the rebuilding there. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, 34 after the hour, Tuesday, June 2nd, here on the DJD program. As you know, that today is Native American Citizenship Day, Victoria. Until the Indian Citizenship Act of 1924, Indians, as they were called, Native Americans, now occupied an unusual status under federal law. Some had acquired citizenship by marrying white men. Others received citizenship through military service, by receipt of allotments, or through special treaties or special statutes. Many were still not citizens, and they were barred from the ordinary process of naturalization, which is opened up to foreigners. Well, they weren't foreigners, and they were treated. I don't know. What a horrible blight on our history, the way we've treated these people. It really is. I think more and more people are waking up to it. And at this point, you know, what do you do? It's past tense. I don't believe in reparations. I just think we need to have really a good attitude toward people who are different than we are. Just because they're different, that doesn't mean anything other than that they're different. So what? I don't even watch some of the old cowboys as a kid. I grew up on watching cowboys and Indians and stuff, and I look at that stuff today, and I'm appalled by it. And I won't watch things that just willy-nilly show shootouts between soldiers and Indians. You know, they did some violent things in the name of protecting themselves. It was horrible stuff done. Inhumanity of man to man, things we did to the Indian groups, things they did to us. It just, you know, Indian participation in World War I accelerated the granting of citizenship to all Indians. See, I'm even uncomfortable. Now, I'm not necessarily, as you know, you laugh about my political non-correctness. And I don't, you know, I don't hold with a lot of these hyphenated terms that refer to people who are Americans. But when it comes to Indians, they aren't, they were called Indians because the first settlers here thought that they'd landed in India. So they became Indians because of the ignorance of the first settlers, and that name stuck. So instead of, I mean, what we would call them, what we call them today, Native Americans, that, you know, that's awkward, it feels awkward. And then it gets back to my own, my own problem with having to distinguish between people. We're all here together. We're all Americans, well, no matter what the color of our skin. I guess I'm one of the few people that kind of is colorblind in a sense, and it really galls me when I see how people, and in this case, they were white people who ran the country that treated these Native Americans the way that they did. They tried to assimilate into our society. They tried to get into the military. There were no segregated Indian units as there were for black Americans, and that was really another thing. Can you imagine asking somebody to volunteer? Even back to the Civil War, there were black units that fought with the Union, and at the end of the war, they didn't recognize them. They didn't give them their freedom. They didn't, you know, they even though they were freed by the president with the Emancipation Proclamation, many of them were brought back to where they lived. They didn't know anything different than the way they lived in pre-war times, so they went back to the plantations or whatever was left of them and tried to resume their lives because that's what they knew and that's what they were secure in. Anyway, jeez, these things, and I just think about what it is that we've been so wrong about so many things. We've been so right about so many things, obviously, because we've had a successful, wonderful country, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. But I just don't. I grew up on my own. I didn't have anybody's attitude, my father's attitude or my mother's attitude towards stuff. I couldn't even tell you how my mother voted. Today, I couldn't tell you who my mother voted for at any time in her life. I don't know whether she was a Republican or a Democrat. I couldn't tell you. I knew my father's voting was more Republican than not, but I have a clue about, man, there was never a discussion about these things at home. Never. My sisters and I usually ate together. My parents weren't there, and we talked, you know, we bickered more than anything else about a lot of stuff. But we had there was no guidance. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. When you were growing up as a youngster,
but
that's
how it should be.
Did you have guidance
from?
Form
your own opinion.
Yeah, I understand that. But guidance from? Did your parents talk about politics or things? Never mind politics, but just things going on.
Issues. Sure.
To give you a point of view. Do you think?
Well, not to give me a point of view, but to
get a point of view from them.
Help me formulate a point of view.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well. I didn't have that, and I just sort of went off on my own.
But regardless of whether you have those conversations or not, we all form our own opinions based on our own experiences anyway. Some people just do
what
everything that their parents
what to think. Right, exactly.
Well, they are.
Yes,
yeah, some people just, you know, they spout out whatever they hear at home, and then that formulates their opinion. Other people who don't have that parental structure, their opinion is based more on their own life experience. Or maybe it's based from a mentor or a teacher or somebody else. I mean, we all take in information, and that's what we use to formulate our own opinions. Some people don't really think that much. They just do whatever they're told. Or they just regurgitate whatever they've been told and at home.
Yep.
So
they're enablers.
Yep.
So anyway, Matt Damon has returned to the fold. Did I remember Matt Damon was in Ireland for, has he got a little place? Did he buy a little place?
He's
over there
not a little place. He was renting. He was actually filming a movie in Ireland when the lockdown happened. And so he was there with his wife and his children. I think he has one, his wife's oldest daughter, I believe, is in college. And so the three younger ones were there. He had teachers living with them because they were being tutored while he was filming this movie, and then the whole world shut down. So he basically got stuck there. But he actually really learned to love it. Now, that he was living in Dalkey, which is a suburb of South Dublin. That's where Bono lives and Bob Geldof and all the big celebrities. So he was certainly not, like, you know, renting a little shack. He was renting a really nice house.
He wasn't roughing it.
No. But part of, and he actually called it so much so, that he loved it so much, he called it a fairy tale lockdown. And one of the things is that the Irish people love, it's, you know, they'll call you out
celebrity.
On it in a second. They, well, no, they love when celebrities act like everybody else.
Yeah.
And so he went to the place called the Country Bake Cafe. It's in Dalkey. He would visit there, I think it was weekly or even biweekly. And so on the last day he was there, he took a picture with everyone, and they posted it after he was gone on Facebook. And they said, this was our last visit from Matt and his family. Safe travels. Thanks for bringing some excitement to Dalkey during the pandemic. Well, then the news, I guess, spread that he was leaving. And so he'd been there since early March, and he was shooting a Ridley Scott movie called The Last Duel. And so one of the things that's interesting, as the word got around that Matt Damon was holed up there, a lot of local reporters started skulking about, and everyone in the local pubs and local cafes, they basically protected Matt's identity and protected where he was living, and essentially, you know, made sure that they got rid of the reporters. And so it was very sad for them, I guess, to lose Matt Damon, but so much so that the Dublin airport put out an official tweet saying, in response to the number of queries, we can confirm that we're unable to stop Matt Damon returning to the U.S. if and when he chooses. That would be a repatriation journey, and he is allowed to go back to the U.S. at any time that he wants. Even though some of us would like to, we can't just keep the guy indefinitely. that came officially from the Dublin airport, as a lot of people were very sad to see him go, and they felt that he had captured the hearts of the Dalkey locals. So
I know a
he's
lot
back
of people
home in the States now. But
we know him, and they like him a lot. He's
he seems like a really good guy.
Pretty down to earth about most stuff. And why shouldn't he be? Just because he's a celebrity or he is in movies, why should he be any different than people pay attention? I remember last year when I did that tour of Ireland last April, and we went by. There was a place out in the middle on the west, that west side of Ireland, they call the West Road or something like that.
The Wild Atlantic Way.
That's it. Thank you. Yeah. And so we went through this little town, and the bus driver pointed out a small little home on the right, sort of on the tip of a little cape, and it's a home that Sarah Jessica Parker owns, and she and her husband, Matthew Broderick, go over there every couple of months and spend a couple of weeks there. It's a small little cottage, and they fit right in with the fact that, you know, they're there. They kind of, the reason they bought this little place is because nobody pays any attention to who they are, which is what a lot of celebrities want.
I think he filmed a movie in Ireland a long time ago and kind of fell in love with it and bought that place.
They bought that little place, So, you know, that's the right attitude, I guess.
Well, she's also extremely normal because she's constantly riding the subway. Almost every day, people have a picture of her on the subway in New York. She's just a regular, you know, takes the kids to school, and that's it. Yeah. And then most New Yorkers are like that.
They put their pants on one leg at a time, just like we do. They got to go to the bathroom every day, just like we do. They just do something different for a living. A lot of people know who they are, and that's about it. Walt Disney announcing plans to reopen the theme park at Walt Disney World in Florida. Officials telling travelers that they're going to change the way things operate, at least for the near future. Canceling dining reservations that people made. A lot of perks that Disney fans say they're reconsidering now under the circumstances, whether to go or not to go. Disney announced that they plan to begin reopening in July. Theme parks that they have. Guests required to wear face masks, get temperature screens before they go in, the Disney folks are saying they will temporarily be pausing any new theme park ticket sales for hotels. apparently, right? Can't get
Yeah, I think they need to figure out how it's going to get handled. You know, I think they're probably trying to start slowly, and then if things work out and we're not seeing a spike in numbers of infections, and then I think we're going to start to see things, you know, ease up a little bit.
I have, I'm going to L.A. in a couple of weeks for a couple of days, and I haven't been able to find a hotel yet because I don't have my place anymore. I haven't found, I don't like Airbnb, so I won't go to one of them. I'm trying to find a legitimate, good, upscale hotel, and the one I normally go to when I don't have a place out there is filled up with homeless people.
I meant to follow up with you, and I asked you if you were going to stay in the same place, but
yeah,
I wanted to.
I went there yesterday, and the guy said, sorry, we're all full. I said, well, who's there? And he said, we're working for the city. So I knew exactly what he was saying. So that takes care of it. I'll probably be looking at the Beverly Hills Hilton or something at $400 a night or some other crazy.
I don't even know if that's open.
I don't either. I got to look around again because every place I went to yesterday was, I said to Brendan, see if he can find me a hotel. So he was working on that, but he was busy protesting. So I don't know how much of a, where the front seat is on that one. You saw some posts on Instagram, you said, of him and what he was doing or saying. I don't
know. Well, I agree with it. Jen was saying that she didn't agree with his post. Yeah. I agree with them. So I enjoy following him. I think that he's, I think he's an interesting character, and I adore his wife. And I think that they're doing so much in informing people in such a helpful and useful way.
Right.
Like giving legitimate resources. Here, read this. You know, go to this place if you want to do that. And you know, don't. They're obviously not in favor of looting or anyone losing their business, but.
But he learned that from me. I've always been a protester. I've always been an anarchist in a manner of speaking. I'm not outwardly as I am, you know, sometimes on the air you hear me go down some of these trippy streets that I do, but he comes by it naturally. And I'm proud of him. He gets so stern, but, and he and I don't agree on a lot of stuff, but we agree also. And why should we? We don't have to agree. Megan used to say to me when I'd get upset at something that she'd say or do, she'd look at me and say, Dad, you taught us to think for ourselves.
Right.
So here it is.
Yep, here it is.
Like it or lump it. Here it is. Here's something to be thinking about. If you are feeling ill and you're not sure, you know, the virus may be up and down and sideways. I'll tell you one thing that's come out of our discussion of the virus is what you really need to do to really keep yourself healthy. And I think a lot of people have learned for the first time, Victoria, about vitamin D and how important it is that you, I mean, this vitamin D, having enough vitamin D in your system is the strategy to cure or keep yourself from getting some of the most common health problems. It really is. I grew up on vitamin C. Take sunshine vitamin C. Well, now it's sunshine vitamin D. It's the same, you know, get out in the sun. The vitamin D solution to problems, if you don't get enough sun, and most of us don't. I'm in the sun all the time, as you know, on the farm, and I still don't have enough vitamin D. So I've been supplementing for years, and one of the things that I've come upon now is something new from Purity Products. It's called Advanced Vitamin D from Purity. Advanced D is doctor-formulated, clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus magnesium and potassium, a lot of the things that enhance our immune system, zinc, boron. We've all heard about the importance of zinc these days as well. So it's all together in one combination. $19.95 for a one-month supply at PurityD.com. PurityD.com. Go there. Get the advanced bone and muscle support that you need from the Ultra Pure Omega-3 bottle that you get free with your purchase of vitamin D, the advanced vitamin D from Purity. So you get two things for the price of one plus free shipping. PurityD.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back. Blue Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the theme. I would never even have come close to being able to identify this, but it's okay. Sudden Impact was a movie that was at, what, 25? Is this 25 years old?
How long? 1983, Doug.
83, so almost 30, 83. But 37 years ago. Good Lord.
Hard to believe.
It is hard. It is hard to believe. All right, so why are we going back to 1983, my friend?
Because I would be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that Clint Eastwood turned 90 years old the other day. 90 years old for Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
It's sort of weird. Look at his bio. 71 credits as an actor, 41 as a director. His last film was Richard Jewell as a director, which is currently on VOD. And I think it's a really good film. It did not do very well in movie theaters, but it was. Yeah. I thought it was really good. Yep. I liked it a lot.
Most of his stuff is pretty
dirty, you know, here's what's interesting. In terms of the Dirty Harry franchise, there were 5 Dirty Harry films. The first, which was 71. The last, which was Deadpool, 88. There was Dirty Harry, Magnum Force, The Enforcer, Sudden Impact, and the Deadpool. I love this franchise. There's no doubt it is politically incorrect. I don't think they could do some of the stuff they did in Dirty Harry movies.
No.
I don't think it'll ever be I don't think it will be rebooted because it is somewhat politically incorrect. But they don't make movies like this anymore. This is a really good franchise. He was a perfect star, the star as Dirty Harry.
Most of the things that he did,
they're all good.
He fit in like a glove. He made it seem so easy, whether it was a tough movie. The Ford Torino, Gran Torino. That was gritty. That was gritty stuff.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, and, you know, then you get into him being the mule And that was kind of gritty.
Good movie. That was his last acting role. I liked that movie a lot. Yeah. Here's the interesting part. We always said, what is the difference here, Doug, between movies decades ago and movies now? One big difference. Decades ago, the actor or actress led the way. It was called a star vehicle, and the concept was second. Now, it's completely concept first. And there really is very little star power left in the industry, because as long as they have a big concept and put, you know, $150-200 million behind it, they'll find somebody to lead the film. It's a very different industry than it used to be when Eastwood was a big star, say 70s and 80s.
Is there anybody that would come along now? John Wayne. Think about some of the really the important stars. I mean, the real stars.
I don't see. We had this talk on this show. I don't see John Wayne. I don't see John Wayne as a movie star in 2020. It's just a different. He's for a different time in a different place. He's a perfect fit.
Did you see Humphrey Bogart as a star in 2020?
No.
Stacey.
I see a younger Eastwood as. I don't know. It's very different type of. A leading man versus, you know, now.
Well, part of the other thing is you also don't see a lot of, like, those guys that everyone that you just mentioned, Humphrey Bogart and Spencer Tracy and that whole gang, you don't see many people that old in movies anymore. You know, like, so even
that
the longevity
is, well, that,
of a male.
That is true.
You know, even that a male career, it lasts longer. There's the occasional Harrison Ford, you know, in there. He's in his upper 70s. But beyond that, it's really still a young person's game. And
I agree.
And they'll throw in Helen Mirren here or there in a supporting role or Dame Judi Dench.
Victoria's right. In the 70s, they'd always look for an actor who was at least 40 years old to lead a film. Now they're looking for actors in their 20s, you know, upper 20s. That's what they want.
Yeah. And they just don't have the same grit, frankly, although I still want to see Bruce Willis in a movie. I want to see some of these people that have been around. I mean, Daniel Craig now is in that league as far as I'm concerned. I'd see anything he was in.
What's interesting, though, if you want to see Bruce Willis in a movie, just go to the Walmart shelf. He's in like one a week. I mean, he's followed the Nick Cage, John Cusack career trajectory, which is very strange.
He doesn't need the money, so maybe he just needs to be busy, and he wants.
I think what they do. I think he works a week. I think they give him like $300,000 to do a weekend's worth of work on one of these really low budget B movies, and they put it right to.
Remember how angry Sylvester Stallone was when he tried to get Bruce Willis to do another one of those Exposables or Expendables, whatever it was?
And they offered him that role now.
$3 million bucks to do 2 days' work, and he wouldn't take it. So it was a strain between the two of them for sure. All right, good job, Chucker. Thank you. Chuck Curry is our movie man here. Movie Moments on the DJV Show.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.